teams are right with me. Dream teams are right.
Oh yeah.
I'm here with the boys. I'm here with, I should introduce myself first. I am Roy, the coach of Destroy, and we've come straight from the derby, or is it the derby? I don't know. Anyway, I'm here with Warndog.
Yeah, coach of the Warndog.
Calvin.
Coach Calvin.
And, drum roll, please. T-Better is in the house.
T-Bet.
Coach of...
Kosher T better than you, actually.
Pretty, T better than who?
Pretty dodgy name.
Yeah, probably not better than many this week, Mr. Donut Carrying T better. Anyway, no. Boys, around the grounds, how did we go this week?
You want to start with me?
I'd love to, Warn.
Okay, I ended up with a 22-11, which I'm a little bit disappointed in. Because, I just had quite a few failures around the place. But, it's probably about par, I think, for the week. So, I'll take that. 22-11, Calvin.
I had 21-76, which is obviously slightly below par, but... I did have Buddy and Stokesy, my boy.
Yeah, right.
I did have to do a bit of work.
And you're in the green vest.
And I'm in the green vest. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm glad we brought it over here to Perth.
What about you, Roy?
I had 22-25, which, although slightly disappointing, I'm pretty happy to take that. Because like Warndog said, it's about par. So,
And I thought I'd got out of the green vest because I thought we'd get T-Bet on because I was going to bet you got me, had you?
Nah, well, I had a donut and I still got
21.94.
Oh, you still got him.
I still bet you there, but, obviously, a bit of bad luck there. What can you do? Two outs in the forward line.
Now, we must say, we're doing this from WA at the moment because we've been here all for the last 3-4 days and... The voices are a little bit croaky and the heads are a little bit swollen.
We are battling a little bit, however, we are pushing
through.
We're doing it for the DT community.
Well, exactly.
But what a great turnout. We had a live show on Thursday night.
That was amazing.
And it was like 200 plus people at a pub. Was it 43 below?
43 below.
Yeah.
That's more people than I know, the people that were there.
It was massively awesome. And thanks heaps to Ridey. He, Lefty, as we know him by, he organised a fair chunk of that. Jepper looked after us.
It was great
there. And old T-Better making the show look 100 times
better. It was unreal. It was such a wicked turnout. And it locks us in for a gig to come back next year.
Definitely, we have to.
At a minimum, we have to.
All right, let's kick it going. Roy, you're plus three, mate. How'd you, who are you going to give a pat on the back to this week?
Fighting back tears here, boys. My boy.
Your boy.
Rockwiz. I told people have been tweeting going, how about you bag out your boy Rockwiz for once?
Did they say that, Roy?
Yeah, how about you do? And then, and he's just come out this week. I said, people have been saying, should I trade him out? And I said, Maloney is out. The Rockwiz will be back in the guts.
Yep.
And what happened? He was on fire. I think he laid 11 tackles in there.
That's what he
does. So that's a plus
three. What he does when you put him
in
the guts.
I would like to give him more than plus three, but we've put a limit on it.
We have.
Did you see that tweet that came out that said he attended the most centre bounces?
Yeah, how about that?
Huge.
Put him in the midfield, that's what's going to happen.
And if you've got rid of him, get him back.
Get him back.
Warndogs, plus three. I put in Matthew Cruiser this week. While it wasn't the hugest score ever, it was a solid 90, which was better than the blicker that I've been playing the last few weeks. He's been a great servant to the Warndogs.
Yep.
It probably does hurt a little bit seeing that big 120 or whatever it was from Nichols sitting on my bench.
Yeah, it wasn't that much, but
you wouldn't have played him
painful.
Anyway, but
surely. No, I wouldn't have. So I put in Cruz, which was great. So he's my plus three.
Well done.
Yeah, well, at T better than you, the big dog for me was Stevie J. So,
oh, wow.
Well, I haven't had him all year.
Really?
No, I never got him out.
Don't like points.
Oh, well, I never had the money at the time and that sort of stuff. And I got someone else. He was pretty good at the time. We'll mention him a little bit later. But Stevie J, 156 in the wet against Melbourne. You'll take that.
It was brutal.
I hope you guys are ready for it. My plus three. You think I'm going to be joking when I say it? My boy.
What? No.
Wolfpack.
What do you mean?
Wolfpack. He got 99. Agar-like.
Did he really?
Firstly, I am gutted that he didn't crack his first ton.
What do you have a half time,
massive first half.
Just like I was gutted when Agar didn't get his ton. But, 99.
Wow.
Oh, man, I'm ashamed we didn't have a carton bet on it this week, though. Because he was smoking. And that's why you told me to get him in my team.
Breakout game.
I'll try to look after you.
He's going
to
be worth 500 grand soon.
Brilliant.
Right, negative threes, Troy.
Okay, negative threes. I had a few this week that were putting their hand up, but... This may seem a little bit harsh because he's a rookie, but I've had to give it to the big guy, Bleakavs. And purely because I toss a coin every week between him and Nichols. Nichols got the ton.
Yeah.
Bleakavs, I went in because he played Melbourne.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he just disappointed me. So, big fella, negative three.
Yeah, mine's going to be all about my bad trading decisions. I was
down. So, is it really your fault or their fault?
Yeah, it's my fault.
So,
yeah,
you get the negative three.
I'm picking bad, dude.
They still have to perform.
Nah, I'm blaming Deledio. Yeah. I decided,
oh, don't blame you.
I decided to hold Deledio for this week because they're playing Gold Coast and trade out Fife. They were my two weak links in the midfield, which would be going over these 2 weeks.
Yes.
And it was just a bad call in the end because Fifey smashed it today in the Derby and he was awesome. So
he was.
Yeah, so a little bit of regret there about selling that. So, Deledio, lift your game, mate. Actually, don't worry about it because you're gone this week anyway. So, yeah. Better.
You know, at least Deledio had 84 or whatever it was because I was stuck with a donut. I had the Stokes and Franklin double. I mean, obviously we knew Franklin was going to be, we strongly suspected he was going to be out on the Friday night, but sent him to the bench. He was my emergency and I had Danaher doing a sweet F all at F8. So once Stokes was out, that was pretty much game over for me and that was the weekend done. So
I like how donut. You rolled that out then. What was that? Sweet FA at F8.
Yeah,
nice.
That's your spell.
It was an accident.
Wow. Was it? It was bloody brilliant.
So he's rehearsed it. I saw him in the corner. He's going through his head.
He's going, oh, God, I keep stuffing. Yeah, right. Yeah, nice work, TV.
Kieran Jack gets it for me.
Oh,
look,
God.
I got him in, 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And he was averaging like 105, 106. Yep. And he hasn't even cracked 90, I don't think, in the last 2 days. Yeah, 91 against Melbourne and something rubbish.
I've ridden that one with you. Now, there was a time today where we were thinking, got Tom Mitchell when he was on about 25 at half time. He's got to go. But wow, Kieran Jack.
That's 3 games in a row now, if I'm not incorrect, where he's had less than 100.
Yeah.
So for someone who was pretty consistent all season long, when he had the one non-100 up until that point.
People
so.
Got him in for consistency, didn't they?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, little Tom is scoring more than.
Well, let's start talking about Tom then. So, he had 113 this week. He had 3 goals. It took him 3 goals to do it, and he scored 67 points in the last quarter.
Massive.
Is he the keeper that we thought he was, Roy?
Well, this is the thing. I'm torn here because you see that, you know, that really low score at halftime, and you think he's done. We've got to get the kid out.
Yep.
Thanks for your service. But then you see his potential in the last quarter where he's knocked up over 60.
But look, he played a fair bit of that forward, and that's what worries me. Like, if he's got to sit forward and rely on kicking 3 goals to get his 100 or his 90 or whatever, is he worth keeping in that last spot?
Is that long term though? I haven't seen many of his recent games.
I haven't either, but he looked pretty comfortable. And it looked like they just chucked it. Look, their midfield's packed with talent.
I think he's your ideal emergency.
Best midfield in the competition for sure.
He is your ideal emergency.
Definitely.
Because you're not even going to be devastated when you hear someone's out, are you? If he is sitting there. So you'd never get rid of him, but I think he's your perfect.
Long term, you want him at
emergency.
M9.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my question then, but would you be happy to make a few dollars off him and get someone like a Mark Murphy or a Trent Cotchin or someone like that? Would you feel better having them sitting there and you actually make some money out of him in a couple of weeks?
It's an amazing question.
Give him an amazing answer, Roy.
Well, my amazing answer is, at the moment, he's scoring like 10 times better than Murphy.
Hasn't peaked yet. I think he nearly has.
Yeah. And Cotchin's also sub 400 as well. And like, when you look at those guys on paper, you think they're going to be better than
him. He's coming off a 70-point quarter. That's more than Murphy scored in the whole game, probably.
But that, like, Cotchin, that's a dude that averaged 110 last year.
And he came home like a bloody steam train.
Big run.
Wow, it's interesting, Warndog, but Mitchell will be going nowhere for Destroy at the
moment. I think we just need to keep him there. He hasn't failed yet.
No.
So why would you get rid of a guy who hasn't failed? You can switch him with a Cotchin, and on their day, he'll outscore Cotchin. Anyway, what about Turlich? He's the same type of guy, I guess.
Well,
we said he was going to hold that spot for
us. He was the toast of
us.
The town last week.
He had 44 this week. It was against Geelong.
Exactly. It was always going to be a hard game.
It was going to be tough.
Now, he copped that criticism too about having 27 touches, getting 4 goals kicked on him.
Yep.
His line bet was 90 points, and that was just money for jam for
it
those
people. And did you jump on, dog?
And I did. Put my $20 on it.
Yeah, I don't blame him because he was always going to be tough going against Geelong.
So what are we doing? Is that it for him now? Is he done?
Well, I'll tell you what.
There's a genius trade.
There is. And it's a downgrade. Warndog?
Unbelievable. So Calvin, you had this boy from the start of the year. Oh,
don't
Jack
you dare
Grimes.
Mention him.
Yeah.
Don't Jack, you say that with a smile on your face.
You make some money out of Jack Grimes, which it's is pretty crazy, really, to go from him. So, obviously, they're teammates and all that sort of stuff. Just a little bit of a swap across there.
It's about 40 grand or so,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah.
That's
so
just
that's
off the
a,
top of my head.
Yeah,
had
it's around that. So, yeah, that's the and that's the thing. You might as well. Like, obviously, I don't know. Grimesy scored pretty well last year. He had a great season last year. And so it's a bit like talking about that Cochin thing, is that it is a dude. And you're getting him at a great price.
Yep.
His break-even's still a bit high this week because that injured score hasn't rolled out just yet. However, you might as well jump grab him now anyway because it's still cheaper. He was going to drop a little bit more next week. But, yeah, so I'm all over that
at this stage
anyway, especially if you do need that. A little bit of coin can help you.
Mm. And not just that. We had a look at the Neil Craig effect over the last couple of weeks what he's done for the Melbourne defenders. And guys like Turlick up until this week, their scores have been right up.
They
Sorry, in that system, just in with that with Grimesy. His break-even is 49 this week. So
it's time to
go. It's time to jump.
No-brainer. Yep.
Yep. News just in.
The news just in. Well, that's the thing. Our brains aren't working real well at the moment.
We are battling away.
I've just checked it, and there's a lot of stuff. Sorry for all those people listening, expecting some real intelligent conversation. We've put in a couple
of things. So basically, we're holding at this stage. We're holding Mitchell and basically just crossing our fingers for the next few weeks, hoping he can pump out those hundreds. And we're dumping Turlich.
Yeah,
would you dump him or would you upgrade around him? Would you send him to D7? And
no wonder we brought you in today, T-Bet. That's exactly what you're doing, wouldn't you?
Well, that's the thing. He's a lot like Mitchell. I agree totally now. Having him as your emergency, you're not going to be that disappointed if someone goes down because he's got 100-point potential, doesn't he?
On that, if you have someone like Vlorston and Goods as well as Turlick, would you rather send Turlick to D7 and upgrade one of those other two guys around him? I mean, Goods had a really good score today.
Yeah, he did. And that's back-to-back for him. He scored 100 last week as well. So, I am actually in that exact position. And I think I'm going to keep Goods very reactive because I don't like Turlick's 40.
Now, this morning I woke up, Roy, and I rolled over in the double bed next to you.
You know you want it.
and I said, is it time that we dump Dean Cox? And you said, oh, look, mate, you reactive idiot. Yes, he had a 60-odd last week.
Yeah.
But listen to this, and you reeled out his last
week.
Wasn't
that amazing?
And
they
were amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
They were unbelievable scores. And today he comes out with a 59. So he's had like a 59 and a 60 in his last 2 weeks. Mm. Is it time for Cox to go?
Well, because we were there and saw it firsthand, and you got to, you know, look at him when the TV camera's not normally on him.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah.
He
looked heavier than us, Roy.
Didn't he? And that is saying something on the back of a bender.
4 days, 4 days.
Four-day bender with purple 20
I think we were moving better than him. That was
the
issue.
That's a big call, though.
I know it is. But, yeah, Coxie, I'm going to keep him because it is Dean Cox, but wow.
I think, there's other issues you need to look at first, like your Turlich.
But
geez, T-Bet, you're a West Coast boy. Thoughts on Coxie?
Well, both him and Nick Nat have looked pretty slow the last couple of weeks. Mm. So, I mean, but if Dean Cox is your biggest issue this week, then you're doing pretty well. So, I'd probably keep Dean Cox and look at other places in your team. But,
I
mean, if you can get him to someone like Cruiser, if you've already got someone else at R2, Cruiser's on fire.
If you're in that luxury period where, you've had a good run with injuries, etc., you've got that good emergency already in each position, Cox would be one that you're looking at to just go, see you later for Cruiser.
Oh, big time. Now, who went Stevie J Captain? Because I did.
No,
I bloody did. I went Stevie J Captain.
I said I wanted to do it.
Coach or something.
I don't know.
You physically threatened me if I was going to go against
Swan. I wanted to do it really badly.
I told you, look, I apologise. Too bad I apologise to you because I said, mate, you need to toe the company line.
You did too. You bullied him. You're a bully.
I had
you're
a downright in bully. About we'll an hour up until lockout. So, I mean, once the Stokes news hit, I was pretty much gone anyway, but would have been nice to have Stevie J there as captain.
How
in the
good
West.
Was he?
Oh,
he was amazing. Exactly. Now, Swanee looked bloody brilliant up until quarter time.
46 at the turn and then...
Even half time.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like 70-something at half time.
Van Berlo said to him, hey, pig, I'm going to tag you. And that was enough. That was the end of it. You only had to say it.
We know Swanee doesn't traditionally like playing night games because he's thinking about the Cairns afterwards. But like... that night, he was done at halftime, wasn't he?
He was.
Wasn't interested.
No.
And, it was disappointing from a Pirates perspective. But the rest of my top five did pretty well.
Yeah, they did. They were good.
I'll take that. Yeah, so, look, what moves did you guys have to do to get Stevie J in this week?
Yeah, well, that was mine where I've given that negative three there to Deledio because I basically had to get rid of Fifey for him. So I'm not completely devastated because, you know, Fife to Stevie J is a great trade in hindsight anyway. So, yeah, I had to do that. And so to do that, what was my other one? That's right. I had plenty of cash in the bank. So I just was able to do whatever I wanted, basically.
Yeah, well, I had a bit of money in the bank. But I ended up going for a massive cash grab in controversial circumstances this week. I went Watson to Stevie J, but then Attack Dogs. Yes, I know. I've abused him. I know.
I can't believe you
did. I know. I did it. I went Ryan Griffin to Joel Selwood, and it made me like 90 grand, and I just thought he's going to score way more points than Attack Dog this week. So that's what I did.
Well, you've done well.
It did. It paid off, didn't it?
You got extra 25 points or 35 points.
Yeah, probably 35 points and 90 grand.
For me, it was... I had to deal with Watson and Waters getting out of my side this week, so I was in full fix-it mode. I ended up doing Waters out for Stevie J with a bit of Staker DPP action.
Ooh, yeah,
and you know what? How good of that is Staker? Because he can just go back and forward as you want. I think the last 3 weeks, I've done DPP trades with him back and
forth. Hasn't he been handy?
He's been great. I played on the field this week.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, he does whatever's required.
Now, look, I did something that I wouldn't usually do. So I went, obviously, Buddy to him. It was either Buddy or Rocky.
Oh, yes.
And Roy, you said, don't touch my boy.
Thanks for listening.
I owe you for that. So, but the other one I did, though, I think is slightly controversial. And I want to know your thoughts on it. And have I jumped the gun too early on this? I dumped Kerridge. Because I got, you know how sometimes you look at your
mate,
team,
you haven't jumped the gun with Kerridge. Wait, what the hell? Oh, sorry.
He's worth 350 grand. There's a lot of coin there. But I traded him for McBean.
Who?
McBean, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he's a ruck forward.
Sounds like an American
sitcom. So, I basically...
Sorry.
Or a superhero.
Yeah.
So, I've thrown my last position in my forward line.
Oh, wow.
I've thrown it. With eight rounds left, I've dumped it. I've got Staker as my cover there now, and he's my sole cover. So, I've gone
for
McBean.
That's a massive mistake.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. So, I've got him McBean being a forward ruck. So now I can use that to flip cocks and fiddle around with that. Have I jumped
fiddle with your cocks?
I said flip cocks.
Kind of funny, huh?
Right, have I jumped the gun? Or is that a sensible
Yes, no. Why did you not ask me about doing that? Do not throw a position at this stage. I am devastated that I have not been spoken to about this.
Not been consulted.
Yeah. I can't remember which one I spoke to you on this hungover morning, and someone agreed.
I definitely said the stay Rocky thing.
No, you didn't. Right. Did you say?
I never said a thing, but if you're throwing away FA, I would prefer to throw away R4. That's my thing, and that's why I'll be looking at McBean for my team. But like you said, if you want him for the DPP switch, so...
Well, just in case.
Worst comes to worst, you can switch back in there.
Oh, so you've done it as a safety thing, just in case. So you wouldn't want a person that actually plays as a safety thing.
So, Dog, you must have told me to do it.
Oh, he would have.
Oh, Dog,
he's the mole in this group. It is so obvious. If this was a TV series, everyone would be like, we know who it is. I'm not watching anymore.
You can do whatever you can to get out of the green vest each week.
Sly little bugger.
But, Calvin, just confirming, you've gone to McBean for that DPP. You could have gone down to someone cheaper.
That is difficult. So I technically haven't thrown it.
Oh, didn't you talk about
trading Cox out? So what's the point of your DPP?
Well, I haven't traded Cox out yet. He still sits there. So
oh, okay. So
as long as he
but
sits
if you
there.
Do...
But I might get him nicknapped.
Oh, okay.
So
that would be a great point. Call. What the hell?
Trust you to tell him it's a good
look,
call.
Look, obviously, let's kick on now. Obviously, captains, I got it wrong this week. This week, Stevie J plays Adelaide.
Say that again. You got it wrong this week.
I wouldn't say you got it wrong.
I didn't get it wrong. I never get it wrong.
No, well, the reason why you went Swan is for the safety factor, wasn't it? And he busted out
and
a captain where
he got 106.
Yeah.
I didn't get it wrong. Stevie J plays Adelaide, who Swanee played, obviously, this week. But he's doing it at Adelaide, so I'm not that sold on him. The game to watch, though, is Collingwood versus Gary Ablett.
Oh, Gary. Yeah.
Do you remember what Gary Ablett did to Collingwood last time he played them at the MCG?
I remember he had a lot of the pill. I don't remember his
score. 190 points.
Oh, and that would have been the high score last year. 190
points.
Oh, buddy. Yeah,
God. So it was massive. Now, here's the deal. Can I throw something in there? Collingwood didn't use to tag. McGaffer might try to run with him now. That'll make, what, take it down to 180.
Yeah, yeah. But this one's at Metricon.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, so
200.
It, oh, so that's the easiest.
I don't like this year. It is. I don't like Swanee away from the MCG very much. So, look.
Oh, Captain's always so predictable.
Look, I'm going to basically not even write my article this week.
No, think of.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the film clip of Blurred Lines up.
Oh, please. It'll be, we'll get record views.
Oh, it's going to be the most read article.
I hope you follow through with that because it saves me going through onto YouTube and trying to find the plus 18.
So obviously the unedited one you're talking about.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Crap song, but awesome film clip.
Awesome. Oh, well, boys, now I think we've had enough of dribbling some rubbish here on a Sunday afternoon for our Mad Monday podcast. I'm sure it's Monday somewhere in the world, New Zealand maybe. Anyway, so thanks heaps to everyone in Perth. Like, it's a huge... We had an absolute ball.
It's bloody good.
Our voices probably sound like we had a ball. Yeah. So all the people that, you know... were there, like especially all of our rider dudes. So T Better, especially thank to you, mate. Right. Jep for looking after us, Lefty, Anthony, Jim, Bob, the whole crew. It was pretty bloody awesome. And all the people that we met, you know, the boys at Tweak Perth, they looked after us at the Inglewood on Saturday.
Yeah, and got the old Perth Wildcats came out and said good
night.
Nida and Nada were in fine form.
It was bloody great night.
And Reese as well this afternoon looked up.
Yeah, so yeah, tickets. Thanks Reese. We were lucky enough to be behind some glass. Watching the derby, it was pretty...
Yeah,
it was sitting on a couch watching football that wasn't just on TV. It was pretty bloody awesome.
It was.
Not just in the living room. Yeah.
Getting creepier.
Oh, yeah, exactly right.
So, yeah.
Getting to watch Coxie walk around in quicksand. It was bloody... It was brilliant. But anyway, yeah, thanks, Perth. Awesome time. We'll see you on Thursday. No, we won't. No. We might not do a show this week.
We're actually unavailable to do a show this week, so we
apologise in advance for that. I know it's going to ruin your Thursday night.
Roy will answer plenty of your tweets.
I will,
Twitter.
I always do. Yep.
So you can follow Roy at RoyDT. You can follow me at WarnieDT. You can follow Kelvin at KelvinDT.
See, why the hell does he do that?
Because he's the mole. He makes it so obvious.
Hey, someone came up to me on Thursday night and said, Roy bullies you, Calvin. And you know what I've just realised? You do too, you moron.
Don't say you too. I don't.
You do and you do.
Falsely accused of it.
T-Bet doesn't bully me, do you, T-Bet?
No, best mates, man.
And see you can follow old T-Bet at T-Better9 and you can check out his bullets weekly. Probably an even better article than Calvin's captain's.
See, it'll happen again.
Well, it's a less predictable article.
Oh, it is. Right. Screw you all. We're leaving. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Pricks.